This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis said Wednesday that Benedict XVI, who in 2013 became the first pontiff to resign in six centuries, is, quote, very ill, and urged people to pray for him.
Vorrei chiedere a tutti voi una preghiera speciale.
Francis said, quote, remember him because he is very ill, asking the Lord to console and support him. The head of the worldwide Catholic Church later paid a visit to his 95-year-old predecessor at his home in a former convent inside the Vatican. A Vatican source told AFP that Benedict's health began deteriorating about 3 days ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared his country a quote-unquote global leader in a speech to Parliament on Wednesday, telling lawmakers to remain united in the face of Russia's invasion and praising Ukrainians for helping the West, quote, find itself again. Zelensky, in an annual speech held behind closed doors because of Russia's war, said Ukraine's military resistance against the Kremlin had reinvigorated a belief in values across the world. Thanking Western partners for supply, Zelensky also said Ukraine would spawn a powerful homegrown defense industry that, quote, will be one of the most powerful in Europe and in the world. U.S. health officials said on Wednesday the United States will impose mandatory COVID-19 tests on travelers from China, joining India, Italy, Japan, and Taiwan in taking new measures after Beijing's decision to lift stringent zero COVID policies. China this month began dismantling the world's strictest COVID regime of lockdowns and extensive testing, putting its battered economy on course for a complete reopening next